One of the biggest questions I've been pondering over the last few months is how to build enough trust to get somebody who's never heard of me before to trust me enough to ask me if they can join my mastermind. I honestly don't want to sell. I want people who are so aligned with my vision to ask me if they can be part of it. To do this, I've got to build a ton of trust, since nobody's going to be willing to invest in a mastermind if they don't trust the leader, especially since it's a high ticket price tag. So today I want to share three ways I'm building trust fast and how you can implement this in your business too. Welcome to the Bright Entrepreneur Podcast, the podcast for online entrepreneurs who want to make both income and an impact, who believe we are brighter together and can make our greatest impact in the world by sharing our vision and empowering people to join us in it instead of trying to do it all alone. We'll talk about how to grow your business with intention, simplicity, and focus, with less hustle and more lifestyle design. If you're an action taker who is ready for a higher level of conversation and are ready to get out of the messy middle and create a lightweight, thriving business that makes a real impact in the world, then you are a bright entrepreneur and this podcast is for you. My name is Jamie Bright, and I can't wait to share the wisdom and tips from my own experience and from the Bright Entrepreneur community with you. So let's dive right in. The first thing that I'm doing to build trust fast is I'm getting as personal as possible as I can with people who are following me and listening to my podcast and really becoming a part of my business. So I'm specifically using Video Ask. Now, you've probably heard me talk about this before if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, but I want to go into it a little bit here because what I've found is that it seems like there continues to be an increase in mass marketing and sales messages. And when you take the time to actually reply to someone personally and get really personal with them, it stands out, especially if you can start to do this at scale. Or, I mean, honestly, if you're selling something high ticket, it's a great way to really make someone feel like they are valued, heard, and seen. So what I'm doing with this is I'm using Video Ask, like I said, and I have a 10% off code with a link in the show notes. You can also find it in my free guide that is my 5-step system to scaling your business the right way that you can get for free at howtoscaleguide.com. So if you go there, it's in the resource section where I actually tell you all my favorite tools that I'm using in my business and what I use them for. But Video Ask is pretty awesome because if you go there, you'll see I'm using it as an opt-in. You can experience it firsthand as a client where you'll see a video of me and then I'll ask you for your email address. And then you have the opportunity as my audience member, whatever you want to call yourself, as my friend who's listening to my podcast, to leave a little message for me and tell me a little bit more about you. So the beautiful thing about this is that I can respond to these personally, or my team can. And as I continue to grow, my intention is to respond to as many of these personally as I can. Now, if I'm getting 500 opt-ins a day, I might not be able to do that myself. In fact, I know for sure I won't be able to, but that doesn't mean I can't have team members help. And it doesn't mean that responding to as many as I do have time to respond to isn't still a good use of my time, because I know that the more we can add personalization to our marketing, the more effective it's going to be and the more we're going to stand out, because very few people are doing this. Very, very few people even try because they simply say it's not scalable. But I don't need 10,000 clients. In fact, that would be really difficult to handle at this point. You know, I am running a mastermind, high ticket, much lower number of people. And so I don't need to have 10,000 people go through it and get all these leads in order to build the business that I really want to have. So I can afford to be a little more personal, which is really, really great. So the second thing that I'm doing to build trust is helping people get a quick win. When you can help people get a quick and juicy result fast, they actually start to believe that you can do more for them as well, because now you've got a history of getting them results. And honestly, what all of our people want are results. They want the solution to a problem they're facing that we promise we can give them. So I'm doing this in two different ways. One, I have my free opt-in that shares my simple 5-step scaling system, where I'm sharing the entire process for creating an evergreen funnel in depth. Now, this is insanely valuable if they implement it, as it'll help them avoid common mistakes like wasting money on a funnel that won't work, and it can help them create the lifestyle they're really looking for. And by the way, if you haven't downloaded it yet, you can get it at howtoscaleguide.com now. Plus, you might get that personal video from myself or my team when you sign up, which would be super cool. It's not a quick win at all, in that it takes time to implement an evergreen funnel and really do that well. But the win is that you get the entire system and will really learn things to watch out for as you go, so you don't make costly common mistakes or think you're failing when you're actually doing really well. The strategy alone is worth a lot of money and has the potential to make someone literally millions of dollars if they implement it. So that one will take more time, but it does make them feel good about knowing what to do. Clarity is a quick win. Second, I do have a small paid training where I teach people how to attract the right people into their business and build desire for their products so that people come to them and say, just take my money now. It's a super actionable training that is quick to implement, so that can help them get results fast, even though the evergreen funnel takes a little bit more time to complete. Generally, let's just be honest here, for a high-ticket program like a mastermind, it'd probably be really smart if I offered a front-end course in front of the mastermind so that I could get people a ton of results and build a ton of trust before ever inviting them to join the mastermind. Honestly, that's a smart move. A lot of people have told me I should do that. And I started that way. I started creating the Bright Future Method workshop. I ran it twice with the intention of using that to build my audience and get enough people for a high-end mastermind. And I was thinking like 30 grand at the time, which my current mastermind is much less expensive than that. But here's the thing. Honestly, I don't want to divide my focus with launching a course over and over again, and I don't want thousands of clients. Like, that sounds terrible, but at this point in my career, and I've been doing this for almost 11 years now, online, full-time, I know what it's like to support thousands of people in a membership or a course, and it's a huge burden. And I much prefer knowing the people that I'm working with and having a deeper relationship with the people in the masterminds. Now, I know that as I grow, because I do have a plan for scaling, I won't necessarily be the person who knows every single client, but I want to have people leading each mastermind group, which is no more than 12 people, so that there really can be actual relationships. People really can know each other. And I want to focus on building and scaling the back end of that and really creating an incredible member experience. That's what I want to focus on. I would much rather go deep, and I don't want to be distracted by selling a course on the front end. Is it going to be harder for me to build trust and get people who don't know me and who haven't gone through my own $2,000 course or whatever to, you know, want to join my mastermind? Sure, of course it is, because I'm going to have to find something else to build trust. But if I can help people get results, if I can help them see that I have the experience, I am curating an incredible group of people for my mastermind, and if I'm really good at attracting the right people and doing this and communicating the vision, I really feel confident that I can do this without a front-end course. So we will see how it goes. But generally speaking, if you do have a course, that's a great way, or a membership for that matter, it's a great way to build trust on the front end, especially if you're trying to sell a high ticket thing on the back end. All right, so the third way that I'm trying to build trust with people is to share my values and vision. And you want to share both what you are for and what you are against. So this is going to help you attract your people strongly and really set expectations for your culture and community. And the nice thing is, it kind of keeps your non-ideal people away. Like, I'm not looking for people who want to hustle, hustle, hustle and work, you know, 12 to 15 hour days every day and who have no real lifestyle design, like no balance in their life. I mean, I've been there. I've done that. I don't want, you know, people who only care about making money on the front end and don't actually care about helping their clients get real results. I care about impact, and I really want to help people become the best version of themselves. And it's really fun. I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit, but when you can share your values and your vision, it really helps attract the right people, and it helps turn away the ones who aren't a good fit. If you have the same values as them and you express them, they feel like you understand them deeply. So it naturally creates higher trust. When we feel seen and understood, we trust the person. And if you have a bigger vision than they do and can empower them to believe that more is possible for them, they're going to be more likely to trust you and want to work with you as well. So some of the ways that I'm doing this are here in this podcast. So you hear my values in my intro. You're going to hear it in the content. I'm trying to weave my values in. You see it in the free opt-in that I've created. And basically anywhere else that I interact with people, I'm always trying to weave my values and my vision into the messaging that I'm doing. I really want to show people how to reach their potential. I want to help normalize success so that when they say they want to make $1 million in a year, they're around people who are like, oh yeah, you can totally do that. Here's how I'm doing it. And me too. And really want to have people who want to create a lifestyle that they want even from the very beginning of their business. I believe a great way to do that is to have a business that is simple but profitable and makes a real impact in the lives of their clients. People who value community and know how powerful it is to be surrounded by the kind of people they want to become are the people who are my people. Boy, that was a little bit of a tongue twister, but I think hopefully you followed it. And I know as I share this vision, and as more and more people hear it and join in with what I'm doing, I'll attract the right kinds of people to join my mastermind and who will want to help see this vision grow. Because honestly, I don't just want to run a mastermind. I really want to change our industry. There's so many slimy people out there who are just trying to make money, who don't actually care about their clients. There's so many get-rich-quick schemes and funnel hackers who care more about income than impact, and hustlepreneurs who are working long hours at the expense of their families, friends, and the things that are truly important to them in life. And I know I'm not the only one out there who would love to see this culture changed. I know I'm not the only one out there who truly cares for their customers and members, who wants to make income, doesn't have any problem with that, but also make an impact at the same time while having the life they really want, even from the very beginning. I want to work with people who value freedom. If you're my people and you're interested in learning more about my mastermind, I'd love to tell you all about it and answer any questions you have. So you can simply reach out to me at wearebrightertogether.com and let's have a little chat. At the time of recording this episode, I'm personally answering all the questions that come through there. Eventually, as I grow, someone on my team or others who have the same vision as me may also be answering those questions. But I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your heart, your vision, your desires, and see if the Brighter Together Mastermind is a good fit for you. Just go to wearebrightertogether.com and reach out today. With that, my friend, remember that we are brighter together and the world needs us. So let's go and make it brighter.